park open. It's slated to close November 1st due to state budget cuts from the Department of Natural Resources. Mayor Scott Eisenhower says while he continues to appeal state lawmakers to find a way to avert the closure, he's looking for ways that his city, Vermilion County, and the county's conservation district can share financing. But Eisenhower says that plan will take some time to put together, as the parties first must get an idea of what it costs the state to operate the 2,800-acre site.
Once we have that information available to us, then I think we're going to be able to more closely identify what the real bottom line will be in trying to bring Kickapoo State Park into the Vermilion County Conservation District. And then once we have established what that true number base is, really look at where those dollars and cents can come from.
The Vermilion County Conservation District already operates four parks, but its director, Ken Consa, says he's confident his group has the manpower to run Kickapoo as well. The district, which already has a tax levy of about 9 cents, can only levy 1 cent more, as allowed by law. Eisenhower says local officials still hope to avert the state's closure of the park altogether, saying that would be a blow not only to tourism but the area's economic picture. He's been meeting with state lawmakers Bill Black and Mike Frericks the past couple of weeks. Directors of Illinois' drug and alcohol treatment centers have had to lay off employees and roll back programs. The governor reduced funding as part of budget balancing. Jenna Dooley has more on the impact of those cuts.
At the Triangle Center in Springfield, 15 people have already been laid off as a result of statewide budget cuts to drug treatment facilities. Stephen Knox directs the center in Springfield. It offers inpatient and outpatient services, including detox and methadone treatment. He says his budget was slashed a quarter, roughly $350,000. He says the Triangle Center will retain the same services, but the waiting period will be longer. And he says it's difficult to seek private funds to overcome the cuts.
The last thing you can do is go out and hire a development officer. And, you know, we do what we can here, but the competition is fierce and we're small.
The governor's office says despite the reductions to substance abuse treatment, money for other important needs was spared, including AIDS research, rape crisis centers, and Amtrak. House lawmakers will return to the Capitol this week for special session, but it's unknown if they will restore the governor's cuts. I'm Jenna Dooley.
State and Randolph streets in Champaign remain blocked after seven cars came off a Canadian National Railway train tracks this morning. Champaign police spokeswoman Renee Dunn says nobody was hurt in the derailment, but workers continue to repair the tracks and remove the cars. Traffic's been rerouted to Neal Street and Prospect Avenues. Dunn says the cleanup could take until this evening, about 4 hours or so, according to CN. Canadian National spokesman Patrick Waldron says the train was hauling rock and plastics. He says there's no estimate yet on damage, and CN is investigating why the cars derailed. The Chicago Transit Authority didn't propose fare increases today as it announced belt-tightening measures designed to save $40 million. But the president of the CTA, Ron Huberman, says fare increases remain a possibility in 2009. Today's cost-cutting moves include eliminating 80 administrative jobs and deferring non-critical spending. The CTA's latest budget crunch comes amid unexpectedly high fuel costs. Our next report of AM 580 News is at 5:30. I'm Tom Rogers.
This weather forecast is made possible with support from the University of Illinois Employees Credit Union, a member-owned and not-for-profit organization. Their mission is to serve the complete financial needs of their members. The University of Illinois Employees Credit Union. Information is available online at uiecu.org.
It's 4:34. Mike Sola has our forecast.
Well, thanks, Tom. Right now we have a little bit of rain across mainly northern Illinois, but also poking into northwestern Indiana. That's an area that stretches from Porter and Lake counties in Indiana all the way across Cook County in Illinois and back towards the Mississippi River. The heaviest rain is north of Interstate 80 between DeKalb and around the LaSalle Peru area. And most of that activity is actually pushing to the east, northeast. The southern extent of it starts to fade away a little bit, with just light to moderate showers across most of northern Missouri, but then get all the way back to around Kansas City, and it re-strengthens. So there are some thunderstorms along the southern tail of that band of precipitation. There's also another area that moved through central Illinois, east central Illinois, with a couple of severe thunderstorm warnings. That's now across south central Indiana, with a couple lightning flashes detected, but no intense weather there. And another area across central Indiana, just north of Indianapolis, with just some light to moderate rainfall there. Lightning detection over the last half hour did show a few lightning strikes up in the Chicago area again. that area pushing into northwestern Indiana, and then across northern Missouri. Some more lightning strikes detected in the last half hour. So there's still a chance that we could see some thunderstorms. More likely, we're going to see scattered showers across east central Illinois. And in Champaign-Urbana, again, the chance for isolated thunderstorms will be with us through the evening. And then in the overnight hours, chance for a few more light showers, low of 50 degrees. Mostly cloudy early tomorrow, and then clearing with a high temperature up to 69 degrees. Clear and cool for tomorrow night, the low all the way down to 47 degrees. Wednesday, sunny, the high 77.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Here's a passage from one wire service story about the federal takeover of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. The bailout will trigger one of the largest ever payments in the credit default swap market, analysts said. This is the first time a company in the benchmark investment-grade credit derivative index has had a credit event. I'm reading that to you because, frankly, I would have had an easier time puzzling out a paragraph of Portuguese than explaining what that meant or coming to understand it. And that's true of many statements that I...